Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Lynn trying to get to home. Lowenstein throws the ball into Bell, who relays the ball to Ashby, who tags Lynn, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Carbo moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carbo moves to third. Doyle moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carbo. The slide. Ashby applies the tag. Carbo is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Don Hood now pitching. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is walked intentionally. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Manning reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Powell moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0 for 2 in the game. Carty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Carty reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Hendrick moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein is walked intentionally. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jenkins. Hendrick scores. Carty moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carty scores. Lowenstein scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Tom House now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Ashby moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a pop-up into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to second. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doyle hits a line drive into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Lynn moves to third. One out. Jim Kern now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lynn scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ashby is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6. And the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller pinch runs for Denny Doyle. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lynn hits a fly ball towards left. Lowenstein catches it and throws to Duffy, who relays to Powell to double up Miller. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.